and you represent the ASP, NSP, and so on, I know. But maybe when there are too many others, it's not good. It would be better if you're not alone. I hope James will join you or anyone else. Have you thought about it?
Yeah, actually, kind of like creating my short list for Supreme Court justices. There are some industry cohorts that certainly want and will reach out to the ASP NSP membership. I've also, because I've had an affiliation in the pool industry, specifically on the chemical side of the pool industry for many decades, I do have some cohorts that have worked with the National Sanitation Foundation, have worked with NSPF, have worked with our trade organizations internally for regulatory affairs. So I thank you, Udo. I agree. I don't want to walk into this battle alone. And I will be forming my posse, as it is, to help support our argument and our message.
Thank you. Questions? Colleagues, questions we need.
I have a question.
Yes.
Udo, it's fine. It's okay. Alan, do you have taken in consideration also the publication from Susan Patterson already? You got it already or not yet?
I don't have her paper, no.
Okay, so I will send, I hope she finalized up to now, because she should have done it already since months. I don't know what happens. I will check and I will send it as a result to you, that you can also implement that publication to your staff. Okay?
That'd be excellent. Yeah, there's no such thing as too much information in this case.
Because, you know, we have already prepared and published our publication, which is belonging to her publication. So that's a little bit spooky. That is already published in German language. I can send it also to you, but unfortunately it's a German publication concerning the risk assessment study in Edmonton. But the basic publication will come from her, and I will request today that she finalized now, and then I can send the title to you. Okay?
That'd be excellent. Thanks, Stefan.
Okay.
More questions?
Yes, Udo. Well, in South America, I think we are one step back than in the United States. So probably we are preparing our association for Latin America. And probably we need to pass for the same process as Alan passed right now in the United States, because, for example, in Brazil, the law demands a quantity of chlorine in the water. So we must change it. We must change the mentality of the countries, of the governments, no? So we are agree with Alan to need some kind of information, strong information to present to our governments.
Louis, that's a great observation. An interesting thing occurred when I was, 2 years ago, when I was first becoming acclimated to natural swimming pools. I mentioned that I have my history, my background is chemical, and 30 years selling swimming pool chemicals. But I'm a biology nerd, so I love this stuff. So it occurred to me that one of the things that we really do have in common with a chemically treated pool is a natural swimming pool and the biological filtration, the objective of biological filtration is actually the same objective as a chemically treated pool. chemicals are not being added to the pool just for the sake of throwing stuff in the water. It's intended to suppress the opportunity for pathogenic organisms to exist. The levels of chemical maintenance that are required are done so in order to maintain that chemical threshold for chemical efficacy. So the water balance methodologies, the ranges for chlorine or bromine or biocide application is all done so in order to create an environment that suppresses the growth of pathogenic organisms. And the real beauty of this system is when you begin to discuss this with health department officials and you peel back all these regulations and layers and get to the point of, okay, well, why are we adding chemicals? It's to suppress pathogens. Let me show you how a biological filter does that and how nature has been doing this for millennia. So it should give you confidence that, you know, the methods that we're using and the data that we're gathering are actually supportive of even a more efficient suppression of many microbial parasites and pathogens than chemically treated water can actually prefer. So that's that becomes a real eye-opener and a real leverage point to help folks realize that, hey, we deserve to be in this game. The system works. And these are the criteria that can be used to measure it.
Alan, maybe you can scroll.
I completely agree.
Louis, just a second. Alan, scroll back in your presentation where you, it was really in the beginning, I think, you show some good hints, which are very good arguments for NSPs, I think. And this part is helpful for every corner of the world, even if it's not a corner, every part of the world, for promoting NSP. Yeah, this one, for example. Luis, I think here you have a good list of arguments which you can apply in every country and as well in the different situations on the South American continent. Do you have more questions, Luis, or
sorry, comments? If I have,
do you have more questions or comments?
Okay, it's okay, Udo. Thank you.
Thank you. The next one. Who is the next one?
Well, Hans? I'm from Switzerland, and my English is very bad. Huh? You hear it? It's Swiss English. 10 or 12 years before, I was a member in such a committee for the whole Switzerland. Switzerland is like the state. We have only 26 states, but you have 48. And this department from the Swiss government, they decide, well, we must form a committee for give instruction. And the question is, which quality the water must have for be able to swim in it? Well, in biological reasons, in biological cases. And then we made a paper. We had some microbiologists. We have some medicine. We have some from the government. There was a committee of six or seven, and there was also me and one from the chemical pools. And then after several sciences sessions, we had a paper, and that's now this paper where also is able in the whole in Germany and in Austria and in Switzerland and in France, it's the same paper. It's from the World Health Organization. WHO, World Health Organization, and also they have some parameters of water, of bathing water, and it was a good solution, and if you want, I can send it to you, or you have it in the north.
Oh no, I don't have that. Please send it to me.
Well, I send you these papers in German, French, and Italian, I think, but German, French.
I'll have James translate it for me.
And translate German version, huh? I will send it to
you. You can have it also in English. We have it also in English, so we can send it also, so then you have all languages.
We send it, and it's a good thing. And the question was only, which quality water must have for bathing without getting ill? That's the question. And then you get the parameters, and it was very easy in Switzerland. Well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Hans. Your English was excellent, better than mine.
<Thank you>.
Okay. I want to support and supply what you're saying. For me as well, the WHO basic information about recreational water is not so bad, and it prevents to have very, very long and very complicated regulations. So I'm as well a fan of these WHO indication. Okay, I thought that a colleague called Delagus wants to say something as well, or did I get it right? He or she is the only one I don't know.
Is it she?
Hi.
Hi, Cassandra from Chile. I'm also talking about what is Luis was saying. If we are going to be, working in the association, the Latin American Association now, and I'm asking if we are going to be open to read about the basis on seismos or on data that you are putting in here, because I'm worried about how to confront the health department in Chile. Is very difficult to go with them without a science data. So we need this information maybe to go more formal way with them. And I'm also worried about the behavior of the natural swimming pool in the different parts of the world, because we are all, because it depends also on the weather and the climate conditions in every country. So how we can build on a standard data science.
Okay.
Our
Helen,
weather is similar to Spain and Portugal and Italy, but the weather in Colombia or the weather in Brazil is quite different. So how we can get on a standard information to build a formal database for every country here in South America?
Ellen, you can answer this.
I want to respond, because the I always find it interesting that even the prospects and clients that call said, we live in Minnesota. It's too cold for a swimming pool in Minnesota, isn't it? And it's like, you're the land of 10,000 lakes. Natural water in Minnesota is a natural thing. Florida, people will call up, down in the southern part, tropical climates. Oh, well, our swimming season's too long, it must be challenging. Hey, look, nature's figured this out a long time ago. So long as the environment allows the natural biology to exist, then we can design a system that optimizes the native species and the natural environment that otherwise would exist. Where we would get into a problem would be trying to create a design and application that is purposeful for a different area of the country or the world and try to apply it in a different area. The water aquatic environment in Florida is a different water aquatic environment than it is in the Pacific Northwest. Just for the length of season, So yeah, I mean, I sympathize with the challenge, but the confidence that you should have is realizing, hey, nature's already figured out how to exist in a aquatic environment wherever you are in the world. Our role is to find the best method for optimizing circulation and biological filtration that's specific for the area. So the good news is nature's figured it out. The bad news is we need to make sure that we're being appropriate for our market and geographic area.
Thank you, Alan. I think Luis wants to say something, but before Luis can say something, I want to say to De La Guz, I don't know your full name, pardon. I want to say to our colleague in Chile, we often come to this point in this discussion, and now I turn around and look to Stefan Meyer and the other colleagues from the IOB board. We often come to the point that IOB has to place on a digital platform, all the compiled information of publications existing. This is nothing for everybody. It is something for all the colleagues who are starting, and as well for the colleagues who are very experienced. Please, IOB, reinforce your tentatives, your work on compiling this information. And Stefan Bruns has offered a lot of literature, but please bring together a place and a way how all associated colleagues can go there using their passport, the IOB passport, and have this virtual library. We need it really, and we are talking about this since March, since this meeting is existing. It can't be so complicated to find a place on a hard disk and place it there. Stefan, now you have to answer.
Yeah, okay. You're right, we have some things gathered together, but it's not finished. We still have to work on it, but I understand it's important and I would like to have it. In each excess, and well, I'm sure Stefan has still some information, which I think we're, if I understood it right, we're still waiting for. But we have to, yes, we are working on it and we have to finish it soon. You're right. It's critics are accepted.
Franz?
Yeah, we have such a, hello, Franz from Austria is speaking. We have such a platform together with the German and the Swiss Land Association. And we want to open it for IOB, and we talked about a few months ago, so we can start in a few days. We need to go from the IOB.
Okay, very good. So the other Stefan, Stefan Bruns, please provide the all the information you can provide. I think you have the most recent publications as well. And the old ones which have been on the IOB, on the former IOB's website, so that we have some additional information and we can place it in this German, Austrian, Swiss platform, and IOB is opening it for all. I would suggest to make it that we use the IOB password to enter, that is because it's a certain value, which should be restricted to the members of the IOB affiliated organization. Hans?
Yeah, I agree.
I can say you can go on my homepage. I have quite every paper who is published in German and in English and in French. They are on my homepage, free for everybody. No password, no nothing necessary. it's a very big library. And I will add it, not every day, but sometime when I find something, I will put it in there, and then it's open and it's published, and everybody can see it.
Thank you, Hans. Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. The situation of the public, it's a question to Ellen. The public NSP. Just a second. Yeah.
Excuse me, but I need to leave you. I'm sorry. The meeting is very interesting, but I have something to do right now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hi, Luis.
Hi, Luis.
Good seeing you.
My question to Ellen is. In the U.S., you have only the Minneapolis natural swimming pool. Are there other public projects in coming up or in planning or in construction at the moment?
That's a good question. The short answer is yes, there are. I was going to go into our database and parse out the public leads. There's probably a half a dozen around the country that are from communities, parks, campgrounds, different varieties, even a few holistic health-like spa businesses that are looking for a natural water environment. So. Yeah, there is some pent-up demand. I'm not sure that they're waiting for NSPs to be approved. I think it's more of their businesses in the planning stage right now.
Thank you. And another question, it has maybe the answer comes as well, partly from Stefan. Is there a certain... Are there common approaches between Canada and the U.S.? Because Stefan has made a long way to have the public swimming pond in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. And he has presented us information as well. We heard more about it at the Warsaw conference. But my question is, wouldn't it be better if the U.S. would learn more from Canada than from Europe, or is it not so similar?
Yes, everything is coming together at the VHOW, because Susan Patterson is also one responsible person in this committee, and she was responsible for the risk assessment, or one of the responsible guys for the risk assessment in Edmonton. So My opinion would be also to bring that guys together with the WHO and the IOP, and then that would be the shortest way and the most efficient way, I guess. Absolutely right. I don't know how good the relationship is between Canada and US, even in the moment. I have no idea. Ellen, what do you think about? Is there a
option? James, you probably have a good insight into that opportunity. No.
Sorry again?
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can hear me? Okay. They're two separate countries. We happen to have a long border that we share,
yes.
But they're two entirely separate countries.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of the language is the same, but not all of it.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that the U.S. would reject data out of Canada, and I think they would welcome it, but it's not necessarily going to do anything.
Yeah, so there is not a big deal for a partnership or something. So there are separate markets,
no,
right?
No motivation.
Yeah, no motivation. Yeah. Mm. Okay. I thought so, but I was not sure at least. the biggest problems of the humans is always between the ears.
That's the truth.
Yes.
Mostly located between the ears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We have Niccolo here. I have heard you are working in Italy as well on a regulation.
Yes, the association did move. Till now, we were speaking with the government, and it was, we thought we were near to approve regulation in natural swimming pool, but now things were changing, and there was a law coming up. It was up to be approved for the regulation of public swimming pools, but now everything is stopped, and in the government we did stop to talk about this at the moment. The things are quite stopped at the moment. But yes, with the association is our first aim to present data and documents in order to approve the public natural swimming pool to be recognized by the law, of course.
Okay, and this initiative has stopped because of the pandemic circumstances.
Or what? Yes. Okay. Also, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We have today a lot of colleagues which are not so common with us here. I hope they will join us end of October. You know, every last Wednesday of a month we meet. And now we have talked together 1 hour and about 10 minutes, more or less. Please use the opportunity, ask our colleagues in the US about the subject. Normally, we do not extend this meeting more than 1.5 hours. So we still have some time, and there is an opportunity to ask Ellen or other colleagues about their experience with the regulation, or if you want, talk about your situation of regulation in your countries. But I don't think so. More than Italy, I don't see colleagues which are in a similar situation. So if nobody is switching on the microphone, I ask my wife to say something.
Too late, because I was switching the microphone on before. I have another question to Ellen, because for me it was a question you showed us, the relationship between the conventional pools and the NSPs, and that there is only a very small percentage of NSPs. But I would like to ask you, do you feel in the US a kind of competition between these two technologies? I'm asking you because sometimes we are confronted with a kind of concurrent situation that conventional pools saying, they are becoming too much NSPs in the world and so on. I don't know if they are concerned that we might be one day really a strong industry. Maybe right now I don't see this, that we are such a strong industry. We are a strong industry, yes, but more because of us and less because of the quantity we do. But I would like to ask you, what is your opinion?
And it is that an opinion. Right now the sky is the limit, I think, for what we could expect for NSP integration in the U.S. I don't have any vision of chemical pools mysteriously disappearing. They are a segment of the recreational water industry and always will be. There are people that love the smell and feel of chemically treated water because that's what they were raised on. But I do believe that if we just as a niche industry put a target out there that, you know, 10%, 20%, you know, what's a reasonable number? it's going to be reflective, I believe, of the population and their willingness and wanting to adapt a green living lifestyle to many areas of their life. In fact, earlier marketing data that we were looking at identified this green living demographic. And when we apply that filter across the United States and the population, it represented about 13% of households. Wasn't that what it was, James? I'm thinking that's what it was. 13% of households. Yeah, and 20% of all statistics are made up on the spot. 13% of all households in the U.S. adhered to some method or adherence to green living, whether it was electric cars, recycling, upcycling, gray water, green roofs, solar panels, wind, whatever. And that number was growing. So I guess if I had a target, I'd say, wow, our message needs to be resonating in that green living community. It is the population that is most likely to understand and adapt their expectation for swimming pools because of the overall benefit. Trying to sell someone something they don't want has never been a good, successful sales strategy. So identifying who the audience is and who we appeal to, I think, is one of the objectives and opportunities for the IOB. I mean, our messaging needs to resonate. And as we've discussed in past weeks about nature-based solutions, that's right on task with what we need to be doing as a trade organization to provide that consistent message, to make sure people realize this is not just, you know, magic water, that there is a purpose and a plan and a process that this can be accomplished. And it may be specific to unique green living, sustainable, environmentally sustainable personalities. So I think that group of people is growing. And we just need to make sure that that message is always within that, with that audience.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much. And 13%, so you have a lot of things to do.
That's right. So much for retirement.
Ellen, as we are as well, we, my wife and me and some other colleagues here in Iberia, are the organization committee for the next International Congress. I want to go back where you make the proposals for the roundtable discussion. Maybe you can switch your slide again. Okay, yeah, there it is. What I can tell you, and as what we have planned so far, on the very end of the International Congress, we want the Congress to vote on the what we call common principles. You know, we have talked about this. Common essentials, we have called them. I think this is one thing, but we can as well introduce a roundtable discussion of public NSP acceptance around the world. If we would do this and we would discuss this in our group, we could try to bring together representatives, participants of the Congress from different parts of the world, and try to make it a bit like a talk show to animate a discussion in between, and the Congress or the rest of the Congress can listen to it and can maybe participate with special questions. Do you think this is a round table? Because I want to understand more what you mean with this round table.
Yeah, actually, Udo, that's a great way to a panel discussion probably is where there is an audience and maybe four, five, six members. I think that's a great, plus it'd be a good mix-up of meeting type, a more engaging conversational, I like your talk show reference. That I think that has a lot of merit, and I think that would be a good venue for this type of discussion. The thing that would make it successful, even more successful, is the pre-notification and communication prior to the Congress to, you know, precede and have people at least develop an understanding of what they may want to prepare for. If they've got challenges related to the topics, bring them to the Congress. If they've had successes, bring them to the Congress and let everyone share. I mean, that is the purpose and definition of a Congress, is to mutually beneficial sharing of ideas.
Yeah, we are thinking to ask a representative or Franz Wagner from Wasserwerkstatt Vienna. He is a very, very experienced architect of swimming pond designer of public swimming ponds in Austria. So not only him, but some more people, I can imagine to bring them together and to this panel discussion. Maybe Rudolf Wagner, pardon. Rudi, I'm sorry. I was thinking about another one. Rudi Wagner could make this, and others, I think. So we will think about a panel discussion on this topic. Network and collaborate on supporting data. Yes, we have had this. Worldwide consistency in messaging, supporting science data. Yeah, this is a place to bring all the data together and to make it available. About the nature-based solution, we will have as well some presentation on the Congress. Okay, thank you. So, more questions to Alan or to the subject, more contributes from other colleagues? This is not the case because I don't see any green light from microphones. So I come back to Stefan Meyer, to our president. I think we will have a similar time or the same time, but 1 month later. We have a IOB roundtable conference like this on the 28th of October. It's once again a Wednesday, always the last Wednesday in the month, and the next subject is the group forming in Latin America. Stefan, I think it's this next topic.
Jairo told me today he would be prepared to present something about the evolution and the difficulties in the South American countries. So this is for next month, the topic, I guess, if there's nothing more urgent or more interesting. Therefore, we all, said we want to have it at 3 o'clock European time, so more Americans and South Americans can participate, or it's easier for them to participate. I hope this works out.
Thank you, Stefan. Maybe one opportunity, duty and a task for us all until next time is to even make more publicity about this meeting today with until 18 participants, what was much better than the last meetings we had before. I think we should even promote more that we have this meeting and promote it as well in your organization. So the German participants in Germany, we in Iberia, Franz Kubitschek in Austria, so that we have even more participants. But today was not fed with 18 from 11 different countries. Very good. So, Stefan, you want to say, Stefan Meyer, you want to say something? No. Oh, yes. So, nice. So, then we do our tradition. We switch on the cameras where the cameras are not on, if possible, because this is our shaking hands, our virtually shaking hands.
Oh, thank you very much. Again to
thank you to everybody. Have a good day.
Great to see your smiling faces. Thank you.
Bye, bye, bye.
See you soon. Bye. Enjoy 1 month. Bye-bye.
Bye.